I got some advice about giving my testimony tonight. I was told just keep your eyes fixed on your piece of paper and whatever you do, just don't look up. So I'll try not to, but I'm quite scared, so apologies if I do. I was brought up in a Christian family, and I can't remember a time when I've not known about God's love for me or Jesus dying on the cross. And in a way, I think that I've always loved God right from being very small. However, as I was a teenager, I became aware that there was a barrier between me and God that was stopping me from knowing him completely. I was brought up in a small church, which in many ways was great, as I knew everybody there well. However, the Spirit of God was restricted in this church. Gifts of the Spirit weren't used. And looking back, the knowledge of God that I gained there was limited. I used to go to Celebration Week up at Cliff College and... sorry, I can't see this very well. And hear amazing testimonies about how God spoke to people and guided them and used them. And I used to sit there and think, this isn't the God that I know. I used to read my Bible and look at the fantastic relationships that God had with his people and think again, this isn't the God that I know. Over time, this left me with feelings of being second best in God's eyes, like I just wasn't quite good enough. And although I loved God and knew that Jesus had died for me, this is the way that I felt until quite recently. Just over a year ago, I met a guy called Jamie, who I began working with at a summer play scheme, and I felt God say to me, he needs to know me. About 6 months ago, God gave me the opportunity to talk to Jamie about his love for him. And a few weeks later, Jamie wanted to come along to church. Now, whilst I knew that it wouldn't matter which church I took Jamie to, I felt led to bring him here. I didn't know at this time that just as God was using Jamie to tell him about his God's love for him, that Jesus was also bringing me into the King's Arms to repair my relationship with him. Since coming to the King's Arms, my relationship with God has been challenged, strengthened and changed. I've seen the Holy Spirit move in a way which I'd never encountered growing up in the church that I did. I have heard testimonies about the physical healing and freedom from fear and depression that God gives to the people within this church, and began to see that what I knew of God was only the beginning. I've been challenged through Simon's talks about praising God for the things that I see him do in other people's lives rather than feeling disappointed or like I'm not good enough. And the more that I've done this, the more that God has revealed himself to me. During prophecy night last month, I was driving to church with my sister that evening, and I remember turning to her and saying, tonight is going to be amazing. I didn't know why, but I just felt it. And at the start of the service, my friend Jo turned to me and she said exactly the same thing. At that time, I'd been ill for a couple of months and had other circumstances in my life that left me feeling unable to cope. I'm training to be a primary school teacher and I work with children with special education needs, and I just felt like I couldn't give anymore, and I was starting to think about all the wonders that a desk job might bring. That night, Mike gave me prophetic words about God planning to use me with children from disadvantaged families, something that had been on my heart for so long. And Mike also told me that God was going to anoint me with a gifting to enable me to do this, that I wasn't going to have to do it on my own strength. Everything Mike said was just what I needed to hear, and I knew that this word was from God, because at the time Mike didn't even know my name, let alone anything about the circumstances in my life. I was also prayed for that evening to speak in tongues, and although I only spoke one word, the translation of precious was given to me. And in that one night, all my feelings of being second best, of not being good enough, were just wiped away. For the first time, I think I began to fully understand the love that God has for me. Now when I worship God, it's not just words that I sing, I worship him from the heart. So what does it mean for me personally to have a relationship with Jesus? It means I have a Father who loves me, a Saviour who died for me, and a Spirit who lives in me. And the best thing of all is that I find this all in one God. I have a peace, sense of peace that surrounds me, and the kind of peace I cannot find anywhere but in God. And this is a God I come here to worship on a Sunday and who's with me throughout the whole week. And so today I'm being baptised as an outward symbol of the inner commitment I've made to living my life for Jesus. Yeah.